This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Federal Reserve is set to take its foot off the brake pedal of the U.S. economy just a little bit. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation in October fell to 6% as measured by the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. That's the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation. 6% is lower than the month before and the lowest it has been since November of last year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell yesterday strongly suggested the Fed would slow down its interest rate hikes this month. The Fed has been raising interest rates at the fastest pace in history, because that is how it fights inflation, and inflation has been so rabid. The cost of rising interest rates, of course, though, is a slowing economy. So what does it mean if those interest rates are going to start rising more gradually? Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
For you, what was the main takeaway from Powell's speech?
I think the main takeaway for me was he was pretty much confirming what most people in the markets had been anticipating, in that the Federal Reserve would be hiking in smaller rate increments starting this month by 50 basis points.
So the Fed will likely slow its interest rate increases. Do you think that makes recession any less likely in the US?
I don't think it does. I think it probably makes it more of a soft landing than a hard landing. I think the key question is not so much whether the Fed hikes by 50 basis points in December. It's what comes after that. And I think the markets are sort of filling in the blanks when it comes to what's coming in January or February. The big question is, has inflation peaked? And if it has peaked, how quickly does it come down?
What does the Fed need to see in order to be confident we are past the peak of inflation and that it will get down to a normal level, 2%?
First and foremost, we need to see a continuation of the trend that we've been seeing in headline CPI. So progressively lower on a month-on-month basis. The second part of that question is really, I think, how deep a slowdown are we going to get? Because I think for me, while the easy part could be an inflation fall of, say, for example, from the peaks of 9% down to 4 or 5%, the extra 2 or 3% down towards 2% could be slightly more problematic. So the big question is, how long do rates have to stay at their currently elevated levels before inflation starts to fall consistently down towards 2%. And that can take a couple of years.
Markets, though, were thrilled. The Dow was up 700 points, the S&P 500 up 3%, NASDAQ up 4%. We've had moments of optimism in markets like this a few times this year, and that optimism has soured. Do you think the stock market has turned around for real?
Yeah, I think that's the big unknown at the moment. And I think that's more to do with the time of year. I think given where we are in December, you're going to have to see something very, very negative for markets to suddenly drop quite sharply over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks. Everything is geared towards the central bank meetings in 2 weeks' time, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England. Everyone expects them to hike by 50 basis points. The big question is, what comes after that? And I think we won't know that until the early part of next year, potentially January, February. So we can conceivably continue to drift higher over the course of the next few weeks. The big test will come in the early part of next year.
Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congress is moving quickly to try and prevent a looming rail strike. The House passed a bill Wednesday that would force companies and workers to accept a settlement that was negotiated back in September, but rejected by a few of the unions involved. The House added extra sick days, which had been a sticking point. The bill now goes to the Senate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
European Council Chief Charles Michel met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in an official visit to Beijing today. There is a lot of economic tension between the two sides. The BBC's Carrie Allen spoke with my Marketplace colleague Victoria Craig about how today's meeting went and how it's being received in China.
Well, state media very much want to emphasize that China attaches great importance to the development of relations with Europe, and it is willing to strengthen strategic communication. And you've got a lot of reports today about how there are broad common interests between European nations and China. But at the same time, China really wants to convey a message that Europe at the moment is dependent on China. So you've got a lot of messaging about how European companies are struggling because of the high energy costs related to the Ukraine invasion. And media have very much been wanting to put the blame on the U.S. for this.
So as China continues sort of this simmering feud with the U.S. over Chinese technology, it's sort of looking to make friends, in a sense, or closer ties with Europe.
Yes, absolutely. So it's saying it's more or less putting a message across that it's extending an olive branch to European nations and European companies and saying, we can help you. But the flip side of that is that China itself is dependent on European countries and European companies working with the country. And there have been problems in mainland China linked to the supply chain because for the last 3 years, China has maintained this zero COVID strategy. European companies have been moving out of the country and to India, for example. And China very much recognizes that over the last 3 years, it has become more isolated, and it wants to make sure that those relationships with European companies are still strong.
That was the BBC's Carrie Allen. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.